For those of us lacking a green thumb, watching a plant we've tried to nurture begin to wilt or turn brown is one of the most disheartening sights in the world. However, perhaps the plant's sad state isn't due to a lack of care. Perhaps it's just ill. Lou Hirsch, president of the Plant Pathology Graduate Student Association at the University of Arkansas, explains that just as people get sick, plants get sick too. To help people care for their sick plants, the student group has organized a diagnostic booth at the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
Because we've been doing it for so long, we have all the materials at hand, books about plant disease and pictures and handouts for the general public in terms of problems they would encounter in their home gardens or with their ornamental plants. We essentially just show up there at 8 a.m. to noon, the first and third Saturday of every month during the summer, and we answer plant disease questions. And if people from the community have samples of diseased plants, say from their home garden, if their tomato plant's looking sick, they'll bring us a branch, or if their maple tree out front of their house is looking sick, they'll bring us a sample, and if we can't diagnose it on the spot, we'll actually bring it back to our labs here at the university and do some different diagnostic tests on it and actually get back with that person via email or phone call later to tell them what's wrong with their plant and what they could do to make their plant better.
The university offers the only plant pathology graduate program in the state. Hirsch says faculty and student volunteers have been providing this free service to the community for over a decade. There are a number of illnesses that can affect plants, and sometimes the disease can be spread to other plants because of human actions.
For instance, after the ice storm, there were a lot of bacterial diseases of trees often bacterial pathogens are vectored from tree to tree by contaminated shears. So during the ice storm, if a lot of trees on a block had a lot of dead limbs, a lawn service company would come in with the same loppers and just cut all the dead, just down the block. Well, if that first tree's sick, then you're going to get infected sap that's going to, be kind of passed on to the whole plant, to all the plants in the neighborhood. We're getting a lot of turf issues. People's lawns are growing up after the winter, and they're getting some leaf spot or some turf spot diseases, and those are generally caused by fungal plant pathogens. And there's different pesticides and fungicides that you can apply to kind of help those. Now that people's home gardens are growing up, we're getting a lot more tomato problems because everybody grows tomato. And one of our faculty members who has done tomato research for 30 years says he's never seen a healthy tomato plant. There's always something wrong with them. And various other cucurbits like zucchini and squashes. Just any sort of garden plant. The students in our department have such diverse and varied research interests that, for instance, if I can't help with a specific issue, I certainly know who to talk to, especially amongst our faculty as well.
When bringing their diseased plant to the diagnostic booth, Hirsch requests that market visitors bring more than just a sick leaf. He explains that the more sample a curious gardener can bring, the better volunteers can help. When determining if a plant is sick, there are a few common signs a person can look for.
A lot of plant pathogens present similar symptoms in terms of excessive wilting during the day, even if you've been watering them a lot. Kind of deformed leaves or something that looks like the plant isn't getting the nutrients. Say you're fertilizing heavily, but it still looks kind of malnourished. Also, a myriad of different leaf spots, which could be bacterial and fungal. In terms of preventing, just the home gardener, in terms of preventing a lot of plant disease problems, most of it is cultural. If you could sweep up old dead leaves and refuse underneath your plants, mulch as much as you can, and also avoid top watering. A lot of these plant diseases are vectored in nature by rain splash. So if you shower your tomato plants every morning with a hose, you're kind of recreating a very wet, moist rain environment that a lot of these pathogens thrive on in nature. So if you have a drip system or something like that, you kind of keep the leaves drier and prevent a lot of transmission of diseases that way.
Because of the amount of resources the graduate students have access to, Hirsch says participants are welcome to bring plants of all kinds for diagnosis.
Most of the students in the department are focused on a specific sort of disease on a specific plant. And they tend to be commodity-based, so tomato, corn, rice, because we're an agricultural state. A lot of the research is supported by the stakeholders in agriculture in Arkansas. So, you know, we're not working on papaya. You know, we're not working on kiwi. But at the same time, if someone does present a plant, and a lot of the oddball samples we get are very obscure ornamental plants that we don't necessarily work with. However, we do have within the department the expertise to find out exactly what's going wrong. And if we don't know what it is, then we're certainly able to go to the literature and go to the different reference locations and actually find out, you know, what's wrong with the plant and how the homeowner can make the plant better.
The plant pathology group also offers some hands-on activities for kids who visit the booth.
We bring microscopes and different organisms that the kids could look at in the microscopes. We also have like a nutritional media that the kids can like touch with their finger, and then we wrap it up. And you'd be amazed how many germs are on your fingers that you don't see until you put them on this nutrient media in a Petri dish. So the kids seem to like that, and it also gives us an opportunity to talk to the parents, because everyone has a plant disease problem, whether or not they know it. So if we can hook the kids in for a microscope for 5 minutes, and we're able to talk to the parents and, you know, just kind of make them aware of the services we offer to the community and the state at large.
In addition to educating children, Hirsch says by introducing them to science, it could change the direction of his or her life. He believes that he and his fellow volunteers at the diagnostic booth should provide this service in order to give back to a community that supports them.
We're all funded by the state taxpayers. Most of the graduate students in our department are actually funded through state assistantships. So we, I think as a group, feel that we do need to provide a service to the community because the community's providing us with a salary. And also, it's not entirely altruistic. As you know, budding scientists, we need to be able to address the concerns of our constituencies, of the taxpayer, of the grower. And if a person has a sick plant, it helps them out, you know, for us to tell them, you know, what's wrong. It also helps us out, being able to learn, you know, as we're going through our graduate school degrees, to learn how to diagnose a problem, to learn how to interact with growers and home gardeners. And it just makes us, you know, better scientists and better plant pathologists in general.
Members of the Plant Pathology Graduate Student Association will be at their booth on the Fayetteville Square during Saturday's Farmers Market. The group will be at the Fayetteville Farmers Market this summer on the first and third Saturday of each month.